Unit 8. Exercise C. Listening. Page 41.
I know you are all science students. Some of you are studying chemistry, others are studying biology or physics, and a few of you are studying maths. So you might be surprised when I tell you today that we are going to discuss ancient philosophers.
Why? Did they contribute to science?
Yes, they definitely did. A few thousand years ago, philosophers were also scientists, and scientists were also philosophers. Let's look at the Greeks, for example. Has anyone here heard of Thales?
I have. Wasn't he the first ever Western philosopher?
That's right, he was. He was one of the seven wise men of Greece. He believed that everything in nature was composed of one basic substance, water. Now, we all know this isn't true, but do you know why Thales' idea was so important?
No.
Well, before Thales, ancient people had used mythology to explain the world around them. For example, they thought that Zeus, the father of the gods, was responsible for thunder because they didn't know about electricity. So, Thales' idea was very important because of his scientific approach. He tried to explain the world in scientific terms and not by relying on mythology.
Didn't one of the Greek thinkers come up with an idea that was similar to the conservation of mass?
Yes, that was Anaxagoras. The Greeks were very interested in substances and what things were made of. Thales, as I said, believed everything was composed of water. Empedocles came up with a theory of the four elements, that everything was composed of air, water, earth, or fire. His contemporary, Anaxagoras, rejected that theory and stated that there were many different elements, which he called seeds, and each had unique qualities. He also said that these particles had existed forever, and that everything was a mix of these pre-existing particles, so that nothing could come into being and nothing could be destroyed. It just changed form.
And he came up with this idea 2,500 years ago.
Yes, he did.